You are on the lot with Ward, a weekly presentation brought to you by Vision Ford in Wahpeton and the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KDMW.
Hey, good morning, you. 9:40 here. Sun starting to shine, 58 degrees. Good to see that. A good day to go peruse the lot, I think, out at Vision Ford and check out the EVs, electric vehicles, is what we're talking about. We talked about it yesterday. We're going to continue our discussion today with Ward Cater from Vision Ford. Ward, good morning.
Greetings and good morning. Another beautiful sunny day. We'll take it, right?
We will take that.
Yeah.
We did myth busting yesterday. I love it when you do that.
It was kind of fun.
It was. You know, objections, questions, things that people are in. And there are a lot of questions about EVs. The one I wanted to ask you, too, because you're kind of dug in with the Ford Motor Company, and we're talking about their commitment to this thing. They're all in on this, correct?
You know, absolutely. That's a really great, timely question. I was very fortunate last week to spend an entire evening, meaning about 6 hours, with Elena Ford and two of her team, and that is Elena Ford of Ford Motor Company. Mm-hmm. She's a real Ford. Ford family has incredible influence. They really do lead that ship. It's a huge family-run business, obviously publicly traded, but it's family-run.
Mm-hmm.
And we asked that question. We point-blank over and over asked specifically that, and Ford is not backing down. Now, they're always going to adapt to the environment, adapt to whatever political climate's going on. So there's been a little adjustment as far as going 100% EV, but they've recommitted to doing what it takes to stay in that game. It's for sure not going away. We're really embracing, or Ford Motor Company's embracing, the hybrid concept that's been around for truly decades now. And
right.
There's another version, the plug-in hybrid, which we can chat about later if there's interest. And then the true 100% EV. Ford is there. Not only are they there, they're going to continue to invest to be a leader in that market and to produce the best quality vehicles we can.
Ward, are they hearing the questions at that level of the company? Are they hearing the questions and the concerns and you know, some of the myths too surrounding EVs?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're all human. It's very interesting to sit there with Elena and have that one-on-one conversation. She's just another person like you and I. But she's in a position of having to figure out the crystal ball,
right,
to see where the future is going. Again, the political climate, are they going to mandate EVs? That's where we were not that long ago. That's why everything came on kind of like a tidal wave.
Yeah.
We didn't really see it coming. We had to adapt. Again, even on my level locally here, we're going to have a dozen chargers within a couple months here. They're actively putting in the ground and in the building right now. So it's something that's evolving on a daily basis. But Ford is not going anywhere, I can promise mm-hmm. you that. They are very much into the EV or some variation, depending on where we all go with it.
Right. And my comment is just drive one. Three words, just drive one. And a lot of those questions, the more you drive it, will get answered. Because a lot of my questions got answered the first day I took out a Mach-E.
You know, Bill, since you say that almost every week or every time we're on,
yeah.
I'm taking one home every day. Seems odd, but I am literally, I took home a transit van mm-hmm. 2 days ago, just literally drove it home. And I got to see firsthand what the situation is. The last two nights I've driven a Mach-E home. It is so fun. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to describe it. It's just a different experience. And I encourage people to come out. There's no obligation.
Just drive one.
We want to show them off. We mm-hmm. want you to take 10 minutes of your day and just try it. It's incredible. The technology is amazing. But when I say technology, it's so simple. You don't have to learn some computer screen to drive the vehicle. You push a button, you turn a knob, and you wisp off into the sunset with it. It's absolutely a beautiful experience.
And the car tells you, I know this from my own experience, car tells you everything you need to know.
It really does.
It walks you through every single step. I mean, there's no way to
You can't get yourself into a difficult position if you let the vehicle help.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's charging, whether it's maintenance, whether it's just any issues. I got to be honest, at this point, I was trying to think, and I started asking yesterday around the dealership, but I haven't seen one in for repair yet. And certainly they're not coming in for maintenance because there is no maintenance. You know, there's no oil to change. There's no transmission to deal with. It's just not there. So that's been very interesting, too, as I ask around to my own team, you know, what are you seeing? What are you hearing? And everybody kind of looks like nothing, you know. I said, well, I guess that's good and bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, good that the vehicles are meeting or exceeding expectations. But we always want to hear from our customers to see what we can do different and to help out. So, yeah, it's been amazing.
We are on the lot with Ward, talking with Ward Cater from Vision Ford, as we do every Tuesday and every Thursday. Ward, the one thing that I noticed when I was driving the Mach-E, again, they look really nice, too. I want to throw that in.
Yeah, there you go.
Look bad. But, again, we've talked about this, too, the smoothness of the ride. There's a difference between internal combustion and electric vehicles, obviously, but there's also a lot of similarities that I found. It's like, this is just like getting in my Escape and driving that in a lot of ways.
It really is. You know, some of the real positive is we can balance. When I say we, obviously, the Ford engineers and Lincoln engineers, they can balance the car so much better. Because they're not trying to put a heavy motor in the front and figure out how to balance it in the back. You've got a battery that basically runs the entire length of the vehicle underneath. It when you get balance, you control ride, you control road chatter from your steering. In our world, the balance means much better traction in our ugly weathers that we can occasionally have in the winter and in the spring and fall. So, yeah, it truly is what we're all used to. It just gets you there in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
And until you try it, you won't understand it. And I'm my own worst enemy here because I need to drive them more.
Yeah, I do too.
I'm going to drive them every day for the rest of the month or until they're gone. But it is fun. And when I drive them 100% of the time, wherever I stop, people will walk up and say, what is that? And can I look inside? In the recent week or so, it's happened every single time, which is fun. It's fun to have something new and cutting edge, but it's very simple, too. Again, my mother, 82 years old, and she is very interested in getting one. She's been driving a new Lincoln for quite a while, and to her, it just seems easier. Mm-hmm. The simplicity of not having to stand, again, the simple things in the wind, the rain, the snow, not worrying about calling me to pick her car up to get her oil changed. There's some very interesting conversations we've had that makes it applicable everywhere, mm-hmm. young or old. If you got a first-time driver heading off to college on their own, again, think of the simplicity for them and you.
Right.
They're not going to say, Dad, Mom, my car didn't start this morning. What do I do? Well, again, there's nothing to start. You hit a button. It turns it on, and you just push on the accelerator, and off you go.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not going to have those. You're not going to, it's 20 below, and I need to jumpstart it. That's gone. There's nothing to worry about there. Sure, there's some other potential challenges, but so far they've been very minimal.
Explain this braking thing to me, because I was fascinated by that the first time I drove it.
Yeah.
It took me by surprise, but I thought, you know, once I was driving around for a while, it's like, this is really nice. This is convenient.
You know, it's something definitely new to anybody who's drives a vehicle or driven in the past. It's called one pedal. And it's just like on your iPad, you slide a little button over,
mm-hmm.
and all of a sudden you take your foot off the accelerator, it goes into braking. Now, it's not going to slam the brakes on, but the vehicle, if you take your foot off and you're coming up behind another vehicle, it will actually apply the brake even heavier.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not only regenerating itself, but it's kind of taking over on the braking aspect in general. And yes, it is designed to be used during the winter months in ice and snow. It's not going to let you slide out of control. That I've tested personally firsthand. Certainly anything can happen. But those issues have all been addressed the best they can, given today's technology and the world we live in. But, yeah, the one thing I thought was really fun, because they are whisper quiet, and last night I left the dealership, and I was just playing with things, and I changed a setting that turns it into a rumbling exhaust sound
yes.
performance vehicle.
Exactly.
So you take off like you're a kid in your Mustang, and you think you're 12 again, and nobody should see you driving, but you're hoping to be 14 and 15 and get your license.
I love the ambient features to these vehicles, too. Ward, I want to get your take on this, too, because I've got 100 theories, you know, and I talk for a living, but What do you think is the resistance with people looking into the future? Because this is the future. Obviously, it's going to happen. Obviously, it's here.
Yeah.
Why do you think people have some reservations about looking kind of into the abyss, if you will?
You know, I believe it's kind of like anything in life, but this is a big part of our life.
Mm-hmm.
It's something we don't understand, and quite honestly, we, as a rule, we don't have to understand it.
Yeah.
Now, there's some definite things coming our way, some headwinds with laws changing, Minnesota being one of those states that it is mandated at this point. It's just a matter of what year. It's evolving some, but you won't be able to buy internal combustion engine in the state of Minnesota, new.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing a dealer will be able to sell you will be 100% electric vehicle. So that headwind is becoming more and more a reality, and that's why I really appreciate spending time with you, is trying to just kind of state the obvious, share what's going on. It's not scary. Just come by and look at it.
Just drive one.
There you go. Do a bill for us.
That's all I'm asking you to do.
I think it's really that simple. Anything that we're not familiar with, it just makes us nervous.
Mm-hmm.
And is it safe to plug in? If I'm standing in water and I'm plugging my car in.
Good point.
You know, certainly all of that's been taken into consideration. You know, we even have fully electric boats now,
mm-hmm.
you know, for us to go wakeboarding. You can go out in a boat that's 100% electric and go wakeboarding and pull your kids surfing or whatever the situation is. So it's everywhere now. The automobile industry is always typically a little more in the forefront when people have conversations, but education is absolutely that. We're overthinking it. It's not that hard. We've come up with too many what-ifs.
That's a good point.
Versus just get in it and drive it.
Mm-hmm.
Come drive it on my dime. Come drive it while I own it. Experience it. Ask all the questions you want. We aren't here to convince you that mm-hmm. you need to buy it. We're just asking you to make it a consideration. We won't want to be in the front. We've been training our technicians for over 4 years. We've only truly been selling them for probably 2 model years mm-hmm. for the most part. But we're taking this very serious. We aren't just getting into it now. Like mm-hmm. I said, we've been training for years before we actually got the vehicles. We've been putting the infrastructure in to do the basic training. And we've upgraded our technology 3 times now in recent years, even though we quite honestly are just getting into mm-hmm. it hard and heavy in the last model year. So it's fun. It's exciting to have something new to look forward to and to see people laugh and giggle. Everybody laughs and giggles when they get in there.
Absolutely, absolutely. Again, just drive one. It can answer a lot of your questions.
Yeah.
Ward Cater, next week, I got to tease this a little bit. You've got something brand new out there at Vision Ford that a lot of people are going to love. I'm banking on this. And you're going to be back next week. We're going to talk a lot more about this, all right?
I'm excited to share it with everybody. So thanks, Bill, and I appreciate everybody out there listening to you.
All right. Thank you much. Ward Cater, we are on the lot with Ward.
You have been on the lot with Ward, a weekly presentation brought to you by Vision Ford in Wahpeton. On the lot with Ward, Tuesdays and Thursdays at 9:40 at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm Ben Erickson with a check of the markets brought to you by Corteva. Well, corn is trading slightly higher in the front months, but unchanged in the new crop. July futures have been unable to break the recent high posted during report day on the 28th, but have managed to close above the 50-day moving average. over the past three consecutive days. Soybeans are trading lower this morning as they correct from a very strong three-day rally that saw July futures gaining over 30 cents. Prices began to falter at the 40 and 50-day moving averages yesterday, as they seem to be acting as resistance. Soybean meal is trading higher, while soybean oil is slightly lower. All three wheat classes are trading higher this morning, with Chicago wheat leading the way higher. The rally in wheat was likely driven by the higher prices in corn and soybeans, and July wheat is now trading above the 100-day moving average and is near the 200-day and is at the highest level since the beginning of the year. Looking at those numbers right now in the grains, May Chicago wheat is up 2.5 at 5.97 1/4. July new crop up 2 3/4 at 6.15 3/4. May Kansas City wheat up 3 3/4 at 6.28. July new crop up 3 cents at 6.33. May Minneapolis wheat is up 4.5 at 6.83 1/2. September new crop up 4 cents at 6.97 1/4. May corn up 1 1/4 at 4.39. December new crop up 2 1/4 at 4.75. May soybeans down 9 3/4 at 11.56 1/4. November new crop down 6 3/4.